Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Each season, more than 300 talented musicians ages 9 to 18 from the Greater Capital Region of New York and Western New England enjoy outstanding educational and performance opportunities as members of the Empire State Youth Orchestra. This Friday, May 2nd, a benefit gala for Empire State Youth Orchestra will take place at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady. The gala is called A Night at the Movies, but we are proud to say it is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to incredible events taking place with the Empire State Youth Orchestra, including a little venue called Carnegie Hall. Here to tell us more about that and all of the cool offerings from the Empire State Youth Orchestra, we welcome their executive director, Becky Callis. Becky, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be here, Joe.
Well, we always love having you, and we always love talking about the orchestra and what you guys are up to. This is going to seem like maybe a throwaway question. I don't know, but I'm always impressed with what you are able to do and keep afloat. I've been in this region for almost 30 years.
That's pretty crazy.
And you've been a part of this for so long, and it's been such an integral part of our community. And I'm just curious, as the executive director of this group, do you have an idea of how that longevity has happened?
You know, it's interesting, actually. I think a lot of it stems from the fact that music in general is so appreciated in this region. It's, you know, there's a lot of incredibly strong music programs in our schools. We have, you know, the Albany Symphony Orchestra and Schenectady Symphony Orchestra all right in, you know, a pretty small area. There's a ton of music going on. And I think that has really helped to support the Empire State Youth Orchestra, in the sense that it provides such inspiration both at the professional level, so inspired by performers in Albany Symphony Orchestra, but also such incredible support in the schools to get students going so that they can be part of our ensembles down the road. So I think it's kind of at both ends. We have a region that just really supports the arts, which is fantastic.
In no way do I want to make it sound like it's easy. Like, you know, in any way.
Yeah, no, it's not easy.
No, in any way, shape, or form to keep afloat and to keep the money coming in and to do all the things. And we'll talk about the gala, though it obviously helps in that regard.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does seem, do you have a little bit of an upper hand, do you think, than in other arts institutions, because you're talking about young people, because you're working with the schools, and because it is, you know, not to be too cliche about it, but it's our future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, there's so much being written right now about how important music is for children and for the development of children in schools. And we definitely capitalize on that, certainly. I think it's to, you know, the credit of Empire State Youth Orchestra, but also other music organizations in the schools, that they are absolutely aware of how important this is for our kids as they grow, as they learn. I don't know if you read just recently, the student in Washington, D.C., I don't know his name, but he got into all those Ivy League schools.
Yes.
And the essay, the winning essay that he wrote, was all about his experience as a violist. And he talked about how music really was what opened his eyes to all the possibilities in the world, all the opportunities out there. And I think that the students that we have in our 9 different ensembles have that incredible experience, both sort of as a foundation in their schools, but then as they pursue music with us, it's really part of a life-changing moment for them. And that certainly does contribute to the support that we get in the community. People who believe in music, but more importantly, people who believe in music to be part of the lives of our young people.
Here's a rule of thumb. You tell me if this is true. You got to be pretty good if you play Carnegie Hall.
Yes, you do.
Okay, all
practice, right. practice, right? That's
right.
The whole thing.
So that's the rule of thumb. So,
absolutely,
and
yes.
This isn't the first time, obviously.
Right.
How did that all come about? You're doing this in June.
We are partnering with the Norwalk Symphony, Youth Symphony down in New Jersey. And it is a tremendous amount of work. I mean, this is our top group that is going there, our youth orchestra. Students, when they enter the Empire State Youth Orchestra, oftentimes will start in string ensemble, which is our sort of feeder group, but still very good players. I mean, they're intermediate level. They move on to the repertory orchestra and then to the youth orchestra. By the time they get to youth orchestra, these kids are playing and practicing, you know, hours every day. This is a really major commitment. So to be asked to play at Carnegie Hall is a huge honor for our kids. And it's really just a highlight of the season and a very exciting time for their families as well, who will be going down and supporting them in the city.
Again, I don't want in any shape or form to denigrate any other arts institution. I just have to say that I went onto your website last night, and you just look at the month of March. You guys have like a ton of stuff going on.
It's crazy.
And
yeah.
and to me, that's just beautiful that you're able not only to sustain all that, but to have the kids doing all of those mm-hmm. things. And so there's the gala, and then you have all these different concerts, different permeations of the orchestra that do things. And then, of course, Carnegie Hall. So it's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. I mean, I was saying the other day in the office that basketball has March Madness and we kind of have May Madness. May is our culminating month for all of our ensembles. So we have orchestras performing all over the place. We have all of our 9 ensembles actually are performing in the month of May. So it's a wonderful time for them. It's a great time for their families to celebrate the end of the season. We have our repertory and wind orchestras are performing this Saturday, actually, over at Voorheesville High School. And that's a great pairing of our two feeder groups into youth orchestra. And on Mother's Day, if you're looking for something to do to celebrate yes. Mother's Day, we have a concert at the Masry Center at St. Rose at 3 p.m. And that's our repertory jazz are actually paired with our youth jazz, which is a nice time for them to end the season together. And I think one of the sort of exciting events as well, I mean, we have all these different groups performing, but to me, and this is sort of a special event, on May 17th at 3 p.m. at the Masry Center, again, we have a really nice pairing. It's our string ensemble group, and they're paired the one and only time throughout the year with our City Instruments students. And these are students that have been receiving private lessons from Monica Roach, one of our instructors, throughout the year, and they're students from Hackett Middle School and from Central Park Middle School and from Mount Pleasant Middle School. And they're kids who we really believe have some talent. And we've gotten behind them to kind of give them that little extra boost to get them going into perhaps string ensemble. So that's a really fantastic pairing. They get to perform in an amazing performing arts center. So that's a really great event. And then our last May event is all three of our percussion ensembles are performing at Maple Hill High School in Skodak. And this is kind of a neat tradition. Our percussion ensembles finish every year at the high school of one of their graduating seniors in their ensemble group. So it varies in terms of where they have that final concert.
How special for them.
This year, yeah, it's really
beautiful.
Great. So they have their hometown kind of community behind them.
That's
really
wonderful.
Great. Yeah.
You had mentioned the Masry Center, and I say this not just as an alum of St. Rose and, and a faculty member, but I have to say that it's a beautiful
Oh, it's
space.
Gorgeous.
I mean, especially for an orchestra.
Absolutely.
To come and take over. If people haven't checked that out, it's really special.
It is. It's
yeah.
beautiful. And it's easy to get there. It's easy to park. So it's a really great,
yeah,
great place
too.
To go. Yes, that is. That's an important thing.
That's a big
it really
thing.
Is.
A very big thing.
Yeah.
And we just have about a minute and a half left, but the Night at the Movies is the big gala.
Yep.
And you're having this at the GE Theater at Proctor's. So what can people expect from that? A little bit of everything.
An incredible night. It is. The theme is A Night at the Movies, inspired, of course, by being in the GE Theater with this
yep.
huge screen. We're showing our feature film, which is Faces of SEO. And it's going to highlight the whole season in review. So you will see video of the kids and also a lot of slides and an underscore of concert music from the the season. So that'll be fantastic, especially on that huge screen. And then following that, just tons of entertainment. We have all kinds of activities that are inspired by the movies. We've got a Ocean's 11 blackjack table. We've got a safe cracking inspired by the Italian Job. We have caricatures that you can go get during the evening inspired by movies, movie trivia. And we have our own Brian Austin, who does our play-a-thon every year. He's going to MC the event as James Bond.
Ooh.
Yes, should be a lot of fun. So it should be a great party. And you can find out all the information at SEO.org.
ESYO.org. ESYO.org. You can also go to our website, WAMC.org/roundtable, and find a link there that will bring you right to that information. The Empire State Youth Orchestra's gala benefit, A Night at the Movies, will take place at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady this Friday at 7 o'clock, but just the tip of the iceberg. So many wonderful events, and you can check out at their website or our website. Becky Callis is the Executive Director of the Empire State Youth Orchestra. Becky, we love having you here. Thank you so much for sharing and for the wonderful work you do.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This
was
great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.